The Brimstone Wedding by Barbara Vine, read by Juliet Stevenson. Part 1, Chapter 1. The clothes of the dead won't wear long. They fret for the person who owned them. Stella laughed when I said that. She threw back her head and laughed in the surprisingly girlish way she had. I was telling her Edith Webster had died in the night and left cupboards full of clothes behind her, and she laughed and said she'd never known anyone as superstitious as me. "Her granddaughter's here now," I said, "handing her things out to everyone who'll take them. You know what they say, as the body rots, the clothes rot."
"Is that what they say, Genevieve? Who are they?"
I didn't reply. She was teasing me and didn't expect an answer. But I like it when Stella calls me Genevieve, because though I'm Jenny to everyone else, always have been since I was born, I was christened Genevieve. My dad called me after a vintage car in a film, if you can credit it, and to most people it's a bit embarrassing, but the way Stella says it, it's got a pretty sound. Of course, Stella has got a nice voice, what you'd call a beautiful voice, even though she's old and past having a nice anything, really. I told her some more about Edith, how Sharon found her at 7 o'clock when she went in with her tea, and how the granddaughter was there within the hour, though she hadn't been so conscientious about coming when her nan was alive. I'm not a specially tactless person or insensitive, and I'd have stopped if I thought it upset Stella, hearing about another old lady dying. But I could tell she was interested. The truth, I suspect, is that Stella thinks of herself as quite young compared with Edith, who was 94. She thinks she's got a long time left yet, and that she's one of those cancer patients who'll live for years. She's been at Middleton Hall for 6 months. We all look after all the residents, but we each have...